Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, there's a guy at work she's been crushing on, and she shot her shot, but he turned her down. But now that she's lost some significant weight, he's all of a sudden interested in her. So this is the email Mo's about to read. If you ever have a dilemma, if you ever have a problem, if you're ever looking for advice, you can always hit us up. You find all of our emails at theburtshow.com, and to make it easy for you, you can always shoot an email to producer@theburtshow.com. But Mo's got this one.
Hi, Burt Show. I hope you're all doing well. By the way, Bert, super proud of you for sticking with Dry January. You all inspired me to do the same thing so far. I've stayed strong. Now, the real reason I've reached out to you, I've been on this journey to prioritize my health and well-being for a while, and I'm pretty stoked to share that I've managed to shed about 30 pounds. It's been a journey, but I'm feeling better than ever, physically and mentally. Here's the dilemma. There's a guy at work I've had a crush on for about a year. I tried shooting my shot, but he kindly turned me down. Well, turns out, now that I've lost some weight, he's suddenly interested in going out with me. It's kind of throwing me for a loop, to be honest. Part of me is like, hey, maybe this could be something cool to explore. But then the other part is a little hesitant. I can't shake the feeling that his sudden interest might be more about my appearance than anything else. And that's not really the vibe I'm going for, you know? I'm trying to weigh my options here, pun totally intended, but I could really use your perspective on this. Have any of your listeners ever been in a situation like this before? How did they handle it? What do you think I should consider as I try to figure out what to do next? Thanks a million for lending me your ear. Your advice means the world to me.
I know it's hard to get the phones going this early, but if by chance somebody is listening who has been in this position, like our listeners requesting, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. All right, Abby, you're in this situation. How do you handle it?
Can I be honest? I really wanted to be like a rallying cry, or I really wanted to rally for him. Like, that's not okay. Like, just because you lost a lot of weight doesn't mean he needs to be giving you attention now. But then I put myself in her shoes and I'm like, well, shoot, if there was a guy at the office that all of a sudden started like lifting a couple of weights and maybe changed his style a little bit, and all of a sudden it just sort of tweaked the attraction thing for me, I'm like, I would still want a fair chance, just because, you know, the attraction bells are starting to ring a little bit more because he has changed something about himself. And so I'm a little bit torn here in the sense that I'm like, wow, what a dog. He's giving you attention just because you lost 30 pounds. But at the same time, I'm like, if I was in the same situation, like, I don't know. I could see myself falling for a guy just because he changed up his style or started lifting a weight every now and then. So I don't know. Maybe give him a chance. Maybe he's not as shallow as you're perceiving him to be. Maybe he's just kind of realizing like, oh, like she really is beautiful.
So like if there's a guy and he was, you know, not super cut, and then all of a sudden he showed up with Ryan Gosling's abs, you might be like, hey, boy, hey.
Well, I'm not saying going that far, but okay. I mean, like, you know, when a guy just starts taking care of himself, like if he's rolling into the office in like cargo shorts and, you know, like baggy tees, you might not really notice him because, you know, maybe he doesn't have the style that you're typically attracted to. Like, it's no secret, I love a man who looks like he just graduated from his fraternity. I love the little polos and chubby shorts. And so if a guy changed his style and I don't know, if he looked like he was putting more effort into his appearance, like, I'm not going to lie, it would get my attention.
So I feel like in this situation, a lot of people would come down on the guy. I'm not going to do that. I feel like this kind of goes in line with preferences. Like I've always spoke about preferences. He clearly prefers a certain body type and that's his preference. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. At the same time, if I'm her, I don't think I would be able to date him after you turned me down the first time. Mm-hmm. It's just, it would plague on me mentally. And she said in the email something to the extent of, that's not what I'm going for. So you want a guy that's going to appreciate you for you from the jump and notice that it's something special there from the beginning and not need a change in order to get him to see that. So if that's the case, which that's how I would see it, I think the turning me down the first time would be you lost one.
Yep. And my reasoning that I would absolutely in no way go out with this dude, you go out, you start getting serious. It happens all the time. Weight fluctuates. You gain that 30 pounds back. Mm. What makes you think he's not going to ditch you?
That's
so
valid.
True.
So You missed the boat.
Yes, you did. You lost one.
The weight limit was a little higher on that boat, but you missed it. And now, sorry about your luck. Hey, Raven, welcome to the Burt Show. Thanks for joining the conversation. So you've had experience with this?
Hi, good morning. Yes, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we sure can.
I wasn't going through an intentional weight loss journey. It was accidental. It was a health situation. But I lost about 100 pounds in a year. And it was incredibly noticeable the way people treated me differently. People coming out of the woodworks, wanting my attention. And it made me more uncomfortable than anything. Why wasn't I good enough then?
Yeah.
And you just won't forget it. You think about it for every date. You'll think about it every time you take your clothes off. Like, why wasn't I good enough then? Mm. So that's my opinion.
I can imagine that would take a toll on you mentally.
It did.
Well, hopefully you're doing better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Again, it wasn't intentional.
Yes.
So I really had to just kind of readjust. I already loved myself in the body I had. Mm-hmm. It's just about readjusting and learning to love yourself in the body you got.
Thank you so much for calling, Raven. We appreciate it. All right. Is this Rihanna? Oh, she dropped.
No.
She had lost 50 pounds too, and she said people treated her completely different. All right, so, my vote is absolutely not. Absolutely don't go out with this dude.
My vote is the same. You blew it.
Yeah, I think you probably wouldn't be able to get it out of your head, but I don't know. Maybe give him a chance and just see where it goes.
The Burt Show.